Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update here on this Friday morning. It's been a rough 24 hours for Kentucky Wildcat fans. They started off the day with the announcement that offensive line coach and former Wildcat himself, John Schlarman, passed away after a battle with cancer. Schlarman was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer 2 years ago, but he rarely missed a practice for the Wildcats. Schlarman was just 45 years old. Later on that day, news that nobody was expecting, Kentucky women's basketball coach Matthew Mitchell announced that he was retiring after 13 years with the Wildcats. The early retirement comes as a result of some health concerns for Mitchell, who had fallen on vacation and had brain surgery over the summer. Mitchell finishes his tenure at Kentucky with 303 wins and 133 losses. In college football this weekend, the Kentucky Wildcats will host Vanderbilt at Kroger Field. Kickoff is tomorrow at noon on the SEC Network. And the Louisville Cardinals, after having a week off due to COVID-19, will travel to Charlottesville, take on the Virginia Cavaliers. Kickoff is tomorrow at 3:30 on the ACC Network. And the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers will take on Southern Miss at home in Bowling Green. Kickoff is 3:30 and can be seen on CBS Sportsnet. Moving over now to professional sports. For the Masters yesterday, Justin Thomas is near the top of the leaderboards after one day of play. He sits at 5-under through one round. Paul Casey leads the field with a score of 7-under. Tiger Woods, the reigning champion, matched his best Masters first round ever yesterday. He shot 4-under par and trails Paul Casey by 3 strokes. And finally this morning in the NFL, last night the Colts defeat the Tennessee Titans on the road, winning that game 34-17. On the schedule this weekend, the Cincinnati Bengals travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Kickoff is 4:25 on Sunday and can be seen on Fox. And that does it for your sports update here on this Friday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.